This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki reviews ballot paper printing for upcoming polls, assures election to be held nationwide in single phase on March 5. Election Commission reports significant progress in upcoming election preparations, issues vehicle permit work procedure to regulate election campaigning. Election publicity to officially begin on February 16, Election Commission reminds parties and candidates to release manifestos before campaigns. And Russia-Ukraine talks conclude without a big breakthrough on ending the war. Now the news in detail. The death toll has jumped to 13 in a tragic accident of a bus carrying wedding attendees. 8 people died on the spot and 5 others succumbed to injuries at Dadaldura Hospital. The bus, travelling from Bhawani of Baitari to Bajang, met with an accident at Parchaundi 7, Badgaon Mod yesterday at 8 p.m. Deputy Superintendent of Police Deepak Kumar Rai informed that 34 others are receiving treatment at hospitals in Dadaldura, Dhangari and Bajang. Authorities confirmed that the bride and groom remained safe as they were travelling in a separate vehicle. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has been briefed on the progress of ballot paper printing for the upcoming general election. The Prime Minister on Thursday, which is yesterday, visited the Janak Education Materials Centre Limited in Sanathumi Bhaktapur, where ballot papers are currently being printed. During the visit, she observed the printing process and received updates from officials. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha, Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari and Senior Election Commission officials accompanied the Prime Minister. Following the inspection, Prime Minister Karki expressed satisfaction with the progress of ballot printing and praised the officials involved. Similarly, speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Ariyal said enhanced security measures will be put in place for the upcoming elections to ensure a free, fair and fear-free voting environment, adding that the electoral constituencies have been classified into 3 sensitivity levels with special security plans and preparations for sensitive areas. Likewise, Prime Minister Karki reiterated that the House of Representatives election will be held nationwide in a single phase on March 5, assuring that there will be no second phase of voting in any district. The Election Commission has made significant progress in preparations for the upcoming general election. Ballot paper printing for the first-past-the-post system has been completed in 60 constituencies with over 7 million seats printed and packing done for 25 districts with printing work ongoing at the Janak Education Materials Centre. In total, more than 20.32 million ballot paper seats are required for the first-past-the-post category. Printing of proportional representation category has also been completed. The Election Commission said priority is being given to remote and mountainous districts and preparations are underway to dispatch all printed ballot papers by February 15. Priority is being given to remote and mountainous districts and all printed ballot papers are expected to be dispatched by February 15. Meanwhile, the Commission has enforced the Vehicle Permit Work Procedure 2082 to regulate vehicle use during election campaigning and on polling day. Under the procedure, political parties, candidates or their representatives must obtain prior permission from the concerned election officer to use vehicles for election purposes. According to the rules, candidates for the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections may use up to 2 light vehicles. In areas where vehicles cannot operate, up to 4 horses are permitted. Separate provisions have also been made for local-level election candidates. Likewise, the Election Commission has reminded political parties and candidates that releasing election manifestos is mandatory before launching publicity campaigns for the Election Commission for the upcoming election. According to the Election Code of Conduct 2082, political parties and candidates must unveil their election manifestos before the start of election publicity. Clause 37 of the Code states that election campaigning will officially begin on February 16. Under the provision, political parties are required to submit their manifestos to the Commission, while candidates must submit theirs to the concerned election offices in their constituencies. At the same time, election-focused training for police personnel has begun at the police headquarters to strengthen election security. The training is being conducted under the Integrated Security Plan for the House of Representatives election. The training covers election security management, the role and responsibilities of police during elections, polling station security, the election code of conduct, social media use during elections, and legal provisions related to election-related crimes and punishments. As preparations continue for the election, several national bodies have called for responsible, rights-based and ethical conduct during the electoral process. The National Human Rights Commission has urged all concerned authorities, political parties and candidates to make the upcoming election human rights friendly by strictly adhering to the election code of conduct. The Commission also informed that it has been monitoring the human rights situation ahead of the polls, expressing concerns over reported instances of candidates and political party offices breaching the election code of conduct. Meanwhile, the Advertisement Board has urged election candidates and parties not to publish or circulate misleading advertisements during the campaign period. In a press release, the board said complaints have been received regarding deceptive and defamatory content on social sites, including attempts to mislead voters or discredit political parties and candidates. The board stated that in coordination with the Election Commission, it is monitoring, regulating and taking action against advertisements that violate existing laws and codes of conduct, and warned that deceptive audio and audiovisual content found in violation of advertising and election laws will be dealt with according to legal provisions. At the same time, the Nepal Patriotic Society has called on political parties to treat the upcoming election as an opportunity to prioritize child health and child rights. In a statement, the society urged parties to include child-friendly policies, programs and adequate budget commitments in their election manifestos. The society emphasized the need to make child health a national priority, increase investment in maternal, newborn, child and adolescent health, and end malnutrition, and ensure equal access to free and quality health services, calling for stronger legal and institutional measures to end violence against children, child marriage and child labour. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial has praised Nepal Telecom for its significant contribution to the country's economic and social development by expanding access to communication services nationwide. Addressing the 22nd anniversary of Nepal Telecom yesterday, Minister Arial said the company has played a vital role during national crises, adding that the expansion of telecommunication services has strengthened digital services, digital literacy and overall national development. Speaking at the event, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Lakshmi Kumari Basnet, said Nepal Telecom is expanding quality services to remote and underdeveloped areas to help improve living standards, while Nepal Telecommunication Authority Chairperson Bhupendra Bhandari said the company's 4G LTE service has reached 749 local levels across all 77 districts nationwide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Ukraine and Russia have concluded 2 days of United States brokered peace talks in Abu Dhabi without reaching a breakthrough to end the nearly 4-year-long war. As part of the talks, both sides carried out a rare prisoner exchange, returning 157 prisoners of war each, the first such step for about 4 months. The negotiations also resulted in an agreement to restore high-level military-to-military dialogue between the United States and Russia, suspended since 2021. However, key disagreements remain. Russia continues to demand that the Ukraine cede parts of eastern regions while still It is in Kiev's control, while Ukraine seeks strong security guarantees to prevent future attacks. Meanwhile, fighting has continued on the ground. Ukrainian officials reported overnight Russian missile and drone strikes that damaged residential areas and energy infrastructure, leaving thousands without heating during the freezing winter conditions. The talks come ahead of the fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion on February 24, with further rounds expected in the coming weeks. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, with weather likely to remain mainly fair elsewhere today. Likewise, fog and mist are likely at many places in the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is no influence of any significant weather system over the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 4 to 6 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Susila Karki reviews ballot paper printing for upcoming polls, assures election to be held nationwide in single phase on March 5. Election Commission reports significant progress in upcoming election preparations, issues vehicle permit work procedure to regulate election campaigning. Election publicity to officially begin on February 16, Election Commission reminds parties and candidates to release manifestos before campaigns. And Russia-Ukraine talks conclude without a breakthrough on ending the war. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.